Life Audio.
I'm Jody Nisnik, and you're listening to So Much More. In John 16:12, Jesus stated, "There is so much more I want to tell you." He then pointed to the Spirit as the one who would come, who would further his teaching by bringing his word to life for us. I can think of no better way for God's word to come to life for us than by meditating on it and inviting the Spirit to help us notice what he wants us to notice. So, after a quick word from our sponsors, we'll be back to meditate on Mark 3, verses 1 through 5.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Before we get started, I want to invite you to pause here and go into the show notes to download the free Lectio Divina guided journal that I have created for you. It outlines exactly what Lectio Divina is, what you can expect from this meditation process, and it gives you some space to capture notes as you move through these reflections. As always, you can listen to this podcast as an audio-only experience. But if you want to go a little deeper, that resource is available for you. Well, with that, let's go ahead and get started. And to do that, I want to invite you to first prepare your heart, your mind, and your body. And so take a few deep in and out breaths. And as you breathe in, just say a prayer of invitation to God to be present with you. And as you exhale with that outward breath, just hand over to him anything that is on your mind right now. As you continue to take deep in and out breaths, let me pray for us. Oh, gracious Lord, thank you for this time that we have set aside to hear your word. We pray that your Spirit would guide us. Help us to see and notice what you want us to see and notice. Lord, would you lead our hearts to what it is that we need to be led to? And help us then to have the conversation with you that we need to have today. So thank you for this time, and thank you for your living and active word that will teach us today. We pray all of this in Jesus' name, amen. Well, today our reading is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. There's not a whole lot of setup that this passage needs, but I'll just tell you that this is Jesus, and he's going into a synagogue on the Sabbath. Now, the Sabbath is a day set aside for rest. And the religious leaders of the day were very strict about what you could and could not do on the Sabbath. And Jesus is challenging them. And so he goes into the synagogue, and there is a man that needs healing, and he is going to heal this man. So with that, this is our first reading. And as always, there's no agenda, just hear the words and know where the passage is going. So again, this is the first reading of Mark 3, verses 1 through 5. Another time, Jesus went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Stand up in front of everyone." Then Jesus asked them, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger and deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. Now, as I read the passage for you a second time, this time we want to ask the Lord to help us notice something in the passage. And as always, I want to encourage you to try not to overthink this process. Just see what seems to stand out to you in this passage, a word, a phrase, an idea, and hold on to that. And then I'll give you some space to reflect on it after the reading. So this now is our second reading of Mark 3, verses 1 through 5. Another time, Jesus went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Stand up in front of everyone." Then Jesus asked them, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger and deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. So take a few moments now to think about whatever it is that stood out to you in this passage and ask the Lord, how does this connect to my life right now? Now, as I read the passage for you a third time, I want to invite you to notice whatever it is that stood out to you again. And then we'll take some time to respond to God, however He may be inviting you to respond. It may be that there's a step of trust you need to take, or a sin you need to confess. Maybe it's a command to obey, or a truth to remember, or a time to just worship God. But I'll give you some space after the reading to respond to Him. So this now is our third reading of Mark 3, verses 1 through 5. Another time, Jesus went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus. So they watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Stand up in front of everyone." Then Jesus asked them, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath? To do good or to do evil? To save life or to kill?" But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger and deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. So take some time now to respond to God. Now, as I read the passage for you one final time, I want to invite you to receive it in a heart posture of rest. So no matter what you have talked to God about, whatever He's helped you notice in this passage, just receive now these words with a heart of rest and love, knowing that God loves you, He created you, He cares for everything about you. So receive these words one final time. This is our final reading of Mark 3, verses 1 through 5. Another time, Jesus went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Stand up in front of everyone." Then Jesus asked them, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger and deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. Lord, thank you for these words and the truth in them. Thank you for what Jesus wants to teach everyone through this encounter. And Lord, thank you for the compassion that he showed toward the man with the shriveled hand, and for the faith that this man had to stand up in front of everyone and then to stretch out his hand toward Jesus. So Lord, whatever it is that you helped us notice in this passage, would you help us carry that truth forward this day and this week? Lord, may we live in faith with you. May we walk in faith with you. Thank you for loving us, for seeing us, and for knowing us. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, friends, I want to invite you to join me in listening to The Companion Podcast, where I have a conversation with Ben Sternke and Matt Tebbe. They are co-pastors of a church in Indianapolis and co-founders of Gravity Leadership and co-authors of a great book called Having the Mind of Christ, 8 Axioms to Cultivate a Robust Faith. We have a great conversation talking about who Jesus is and how we can learn from him in new ways. So I do hope that you'll join me in listening to that podcast. Friends, I have 2 quick things for you before you leave. And the first is, if you are looking to go deeper in the study of God's Word, I have written several Bible studies that I would love to recommend to you. And so you can find free sample chapters of all of those studies, and there are links in the show notes. And secondly, if you find this podcast useful, would you subscribe, share it with a friend, rate it, review it? All of those things not only deeply encourage me, but they do help others find this podcast as well. So thank you in advance for doing that. And I want to take a quick second to thank the team of Life Audio for their partnership. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find lots of other faith-centered podcasts, shows about prayer and Bible study, parenting, and even this one on scripture meditation. Thank you again for joining me on So Much More, because we really do believe Jesus has so much more to say to us, and we are creating space to listen.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.